Well, Doctor, nice to have you here. I'm glad we connected. You were a dentist, a regular dentist, for how long?
32 years.
Wow. And what kind of, did you do traditional work or put in filling?
Well, for 25 years, I did traditional work.
And then after that, what did you, start doing more natural or more into what you're doing now with the spiritual aspects?
The last years that I was working as a traditional dentist, I started to want to work in a different way. And it took me a long time to convince my patients that we would have to work in another way. And when I had been a dentist for 25 years, I was really fed up with treating the symptoms. And then I had an accident on my left hand. I lost my left thumb. And after that, I couldn't work as a traditional dentist.
Wow. So you, divine spirit kind of pushed you into changing.
Yes.
Yes.
It was a shock, but it was also I was also very happy because I couldn't, you know, just fix teeth anymore.
I guess you've looked back on that and have you thought about that whole accident and how that happened and the timing of that?
Yes, it was quite a relief at the moment. Mm-hmm. And it then gave me time to write my first book that I released in 2012. And this summer, for the last years, I have been working more as a spiritual dentist. But this summer, the Danish National Health, they gave me a choice that if I wanted to continue working like this, they would take my license away from me.
Oh, really?
Yes, and the choice for me was to give it away, give them my license. So I don't need my license.
Ah.
If they want to play it that way, mm-hmm.
That's how we do it. So your first book is called Can You Bite Back Without Your Teeth?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great title. Okay, tell us what the idea behind that is.
Yes, maybe I should tell you about my dental work and what changed my view.
Okay.
But when I was a young dentist, I was very excited. I liked treating my patients and I liked helping them. But then some people who didn't like sugar came along and they had decay, even though they didn't eat sugar.
Uh-huh.
They still got cavities. And they asked me why, and I couldn't answer them. I couldn't give them an answer, and science cannot provide an answer for that. And I saw several cases that I could not explain, that science cannot explain. You know, cavities, they don't come in logical places. It's not the hardest teeth to brush that they always get the cavities. And of course I was wondering why. And then when I had been a dentist for 10 years, then I suddenly had two cavities of my own without having changed my brushing habits or my sugar habits. And of course I was eager to find out why I had these cavities. And then one day I met a very wise man, an astrologist, and he told me that You have bad teeth if you bite your tongue instead of biting back.
Oh, if you don't speak your truth.
Yes, exactly. And that really made sense to me, because at the time that I had my cavities, I was in a bad marriage. But in my family, we don't divorce. That was always written behind, between the lines. So I bit my tongue a lot, and I swallowed my frustration, and I tried to stay in the marriage. So that started my my new way of thinking. So this biting back is very essential.
To stand up for yourself.
Yes. So today I believe that unhealthy teeth is a combination of emotions and not communicating your true emotions. You know, holding yourself back.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No telling. I guess the teeth are a symptom of the whole immune system, which could be what's going on.
But I see it in a different way. I believe that all diseases come from within.
Yes.
A disease is, when I see different diseases in teeth, I call it the language of teeth. They are trying to tell you to change something.
Yes.
And I believe, we see bacteria as the enemy. But I don't think they are. I believe that bacteria are our helpers. And I believe that we communicate with bacteria on an unconscious level.
Yeah.
And bacteria, they live from dead tissue, normally.
Yes.
I think that's a job description.
To take care of the dying and dead tissue.
Yes. So the question is, why is some of your tissue dying? And I can tell you about my left hand.
Yes, please do.
When I had this accident, when I looked down to see if something had happened to my hand, it was a horse and a rope. And it went very quickly. And when I looked down to see if something had happened, I saw this finger was missing. And my first thought was it was embarrassing to be missing a finger. That's not how I feel today, but it's a fact that was my first thought. Huh. And in the beginning, in the next few weeks, I genuinely felt that the doctors could just cut off my whole hand because I didn't want to relate to it. And when they removed the bandages, I had an infection on my hand, and it was multi-drug resistant staphylococcus. So we could do nothing to kill them. So this infection, it stayed on for weeks until that very moment where I sat down to grieve about the loss of my old hand, and I bid my new hand welcome. It was like this bacteria, they came to help me to get rid of my hand. And when I decided I didn't want to lose my hand, then they just left. So I believe that that's what's happening all along. Mm-hmm. And if we have tooth decay, we have some bacteria to help us.
I see. So let's see. you're suggesting that with a tooth decay, it is a deep down the person wants to learn something or to change or say something they're not saying, or and the bacteria are helping them to say, to notice something is amiss, and that so they can change their life.
Yes, that's what I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right there. For what it's worth, no, but nobody listens to me, doctor, so don't know. But I think I think you're onto something there. Wow. So you really, I never thought about it like that. With a bacteria, well, of course they would. They would be responding to our state of consciousness, the bacteria.
Yes. And we provide the energy also. You know, if we have to tear down a house, mm-hmm. it will demand energy, right?
Yes.
And you know, if I have this this story, one of my patients, she came along and she told me that everything was fine in her life, and then I examined her teeth, and she had a very huge cavity in one of her molars, and then I knew that something was wrong. And then we talked about her job, what was going on at work. And every month she and her coworker had a deadline. But every month her coworker, she slipped out of the deal. So, and left Jane, as her name was, left Jane to do all the work herself. And of course Jane was very angry, but she did the work on her own, and you can actually feel the anger building up every month, and the anger is supposed to make you say something.
Yes.
Right? It's but all this energy that's building up, it doesn't go away. If you don't speak, it's not like the energy just disappears. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. Energy never just disappears. It's transformed, and the energy will be used to the decay instead.
And it could be, I guess it could be a decay of anywhere in the body. You've just been studying it, the
yes.
teeth. Yes, it could be
yes.
cancer or, you know, breast cancer or anything, yes. right?
Yes, I don't know. I don't know a lot about that, but I know a lot about teeth.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
It's Dr. How do you say your first name? Dorte?
Yeah, it's called Dorte.
Dorte?
In Danish.
Dorte.
Dorte.
Dorte and Dorte
yes.
in Danish.
I like the more soft sound of it. You just call me Dorte.
Dorte. Dorte, and I'm just calling it Brigard because that's how it's spelled. But
yes.
If you go over there, they pronounce it differently. Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. Stay right there, Doc, and we'll talk some more. That's great stuff. I don't know how we found this lady, but she's got a couple of books. Teeth Don't Lie. And Bite Back, Can You Bite Back Without Teeth? I believe they're both ebooks. We'll find out when we get back. She is in Denmark, I believe. But it's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 or 4 o'clock. If you have a question, 888-663-6386, email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Almost to the end of the month. Right now, the sauna that we have, the far infrared relax sauna, is on sale. If you just go on the website and you buy Continental US $9.95, that'll be up through Wednesday. We can sell another one or two that way. And then if you'd like to get a deal on a really nice far infrared lamp made by the same people that I've been playing with all weekend, they're really cool. Just email me and I'll work out a deal with you to get this. And these are very, very nice. I got mine on Friday and I was playing with it all weekend. So even if you want to get one now, not do the $9.95, just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com, and I'll work out a deal to give you the sauna and the lamp at a good price. We'll just work it out by email. And you can use this for your teeth, for your mouth. You can use it on your thyroid. And it's a really beautiful lamp, very well built. And the far infrared technology, put it about 10 inches away. Put it on your liver and your stomach, sore muscles. You could just use it anywhere. They're really cool. So these saunas, if you'd like to get one, you can order one right now. Get on the $9.95 or regularly $11.95. Or want to mix and match and get yourself a lamp, do that. And just email me and we'll work it out, okay? All right. Recently, we asked Daniel Vitalis if taking pine pollen would dampen the body's own testosterone building mechanism.
Yeah, some research has been done to see if pine pollen would have that kind of effect, because we see that with pharmaceutical testosterone supplementation. But what they found was you'd have to take the equivalent of about 2 bottles per day of our pine pollen extract to create that kind of an effect. So it's really safe for people at any age, and we found it to be really safe for both men and women. Today, a lot of women are also looking at testosterone replacement therapy. And I think before anybody looks to the pharmaceutical industry for anti-aging therapies, for anabolic therapies, they should probably look to nature first, and they should probably look to SurThrival's pine pollen products. And not just our pine pollen gold extract, but also our pine pollen pure potency, which contains erythritol root and also stinging nettle root, which helps to free testosterone that's already in the body but has been bound up. It helps to free that in the blood.
That's my favorite, the 4Ps. Really love this product. Been taking it for years. And right now, through November 7th, you can get pine pollen, boys and girls, 10% off promo code ONERADIO. The promo code ONERADIO on any SurThrival link right now. Click and order, oneradionetwork.com. You maybe have heard me talk about this pure aloe that comes fresh frozen. And it's just the fillet of the aloe. And they fillet it and then put it in, freeze it. So it's the most leveraged way to get aloe to somebody and store it, other than just having a plant and filleting it out. And the minimum is 2 half gallons, essentially. I think it's 60 ounces, almost half gallon. And the ad right underneath the slideshow is what you want to click on, and you'll take you right there, get the half gallons, fresh frozen. It'll come in a really nice package with all the styrofoam. Mine came in last week or so, and there was only about 10 ounces thawed out, so you just pour that into a glass container, put that in the fridge, and drink that in 3, 4, 5 days, and then put it back in the freezer, and then put it on the counter and thaw it out for how much ever you want. It's really a great system, very easy to do. And this aloe, like, where do you taste it? It's like you just squeezed it out of a plant. Absolutely nothing in there, and it's powerful. Powerful, powerful. Especially, I think I'm on my 12th container, and I can't tell you how amazing it's been for my entire, gut, mouth, all the way down to the bum. I'm going to sneeze. Almost. Anyway, you can get the aloe. Just click on the front page right there. You'll see a nice little ad. And Andy, you get a tube of this aloe cream as well, free. Check it out. I think you'll like it. I really do. I can sneeze now, I guess.
Know the Source on One Radio Network.
I know it doesn't seem that way, but maybe it's the perfect day. Even though the bills are piling, and maybe maybe Lady Luck ain't smiling.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
It's a beautiful morning here. We've 45, 50 degrees at night and then 80 during the day. It's like, it's really nice weather here in Central Texas, wherever you are. Hope you're going to have some good weather today. It's almost the end of the month. Andrew Goss is going to be here on Wednesday. As you maybe have read, the President Trump signed off on the release of, now it's going to be every one of the files on the JFK assassination after being hidden for 50 years. And there's some pretty incredible things that are being released. Andrew Goss is an expert on the JFK assassination, along with money, and he is going to be here on Wednesday, and we're going to dig in, and he's finding a lot of stuff. Dr. Dorth Brigard and dentist with doing the emotions, and it's really, really interesting work, Doc. I wonder, so do you think if we get plaque, which is in kind of an unnatural occurrence, I think it's some kind of bacteria that's also must be tied to some kind of a emotional blockage?
Yes. You know, as a dentist, we see plaque as what is causing bleeding gums. But I believe it's a symptom and not a cause. Because if the same bacteria would be located on the tongue, the tongue would not start bleeding. Or if the cheek, it would not start bleeding in the cheek. So why is this exact position of the plaque causing bleeding gums? That's a question. But you know, the plaque, it builds up where on the teeth that represents the area of life where you do not express yourself.
Hmm. Are there different parts of the teeth? Different. I know that each teeth has a number, as you know. You can see this chart. Are there different teeth that represent different emotions?
No. It's actually the diseases that represent emotions. Every disease has a basic emotion behind, but each tooth represent an area of your life.
Huh.
The two central, you know, the two front teeth, they represent your expressing power.
Two front so teeth, the upper tooth or the bottom?
The upper, mm-hmm. Yes, the two upper teeth. So if you don't express yourself, then these teeth, they will suffer from it.
Huh. How did you figure that out?
By intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And by talking very much to my patients.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was inspired by a palm reader I saw on television.
Okay, really?
Yes.
No wonder they wanted your license away, right?
Yes, yeah. Very, very odd dentist.
That's okay. Good for you. So you gave him, you just gave him your license right back. Said you can have it.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, why not? You didn't need it, right? What did you?
I didn't need it. No.
Do you want to take a couple of emails here, and then we'll continue?
Yes, let's take emails.
Okay. All right. I have a question for the doctor. Ever since I got my dental revision in 2010, where I had mercury fillings replaced, removed a root canal, cleaned out cavitations, my teeth have been eroding severely, but no decay. And I haven't been able to hold the composite fillings. Got to the point where I've lost a lot of vertical dimension, and there are big holes and craters in my teeth. My molars almost eroded down to the gum. I really do not want to get a whole mouth restoration with crowns and every tooth. I've been trying to figure out the spiritual emotional cause to this, but haven't really come up with anything. Would the doctor have any ideas? Wow. Severe erosion.
The erosion comes when we feel defenseless. But it's a very big question with a lot of questions in it. Hmm. I think it's not an easy question just to answer just like that.
Uh-huh. You would have to kind of dig into it and talk about it and work with it a little bit.
Yes. But it's like I have an experience that the mercury fillings, they kind of disconnect you from yourself, so you don't feel the emotions. Uh-huh. I've had several patients when they had their mercury filling changed to composite resin.
Yeah, composite, right.
Composite, yes. Then the tooth suddenly started aching, as if it had not been able to express itself earlier.
So that could give reason to this lady, when she had all this done, then things started actually going downhill because the body was able to express itself.
Yes, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you could just theorize that it's probably a good thing, because if she didn't get all the teeth done, this energy would have had to go somewhere else.
Yes.
Could have been worse, like, you know, some kind of a disease in the body.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you treat the symptoms, then if you don't treat the cause, then the cause will not just stop. It will just show itself in another place of the body or in another tooth.
So, Doc, you have overall you've seen changes, sometimes good or bad. Maybe could be called a healing crisis when people do get their mercury fillings out and such.
Yes, you may call it that. But you can also say that it enables you to address the real problem, if of course you understand what your teeth are saying.
What your teeth are saying.
Yes, I call it the secret language of teeth, and it's only a secret because we don't know it yet.
What kind of techniques do you use? I guess you do consultations with people on this, right, around the world?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I do.
And let's see. We have your website. What's the English version of your website? Let me see if I know that. That's you could do lifeisbychoice.dk, right?
Yes, you can write teethdontlie.com.
Teethdontlie.com. Okay, we'll put that one. And I also is life art is by
life, by choice.
Is yes. by choice.dk. Yeah. So we'll put both of these up there so people can click and if they'd like to contact you. I lost my train of thought there because I got to the website. That's okay. Here's another email. I have a canine tooth. A dentist unfortunately took the points off both my canines. That seems to have been affected by the braces I had when I was a child. The wire was too tight and hurting, so I cut the wire, maybe too late. I had a retainer made as an adult to keep my teeth from shifting, and it too has seemed to affect the darkening of this one canine. Any ideas on bringing the brightness back to my tooth from Lindy?
Yes, the canine represents willpower.
Willpower.
Yes, yes. So the willpower, if it's not expressed, then the tooth will get darker, or it will maybe get decay. And if you put braces on, you actually you give the person an inner conflict. You know, the teeth is the funny thing is that people think that nature made the mistake and placed the teeth in the wrong place. But nature never makes mistakes. Every time I look at a person, I can, from the way that the teeth are placed, I can tell about their personality.
Oh, really?
Yes. So you can imagine how it is when you suddenly have your teeth changed, the look of them. And you don't change your personality just like that. So that's why dentists have to put a retainer on, because the teeth they want to be in the right place that they were meant to be. So maybe this person that wrote the email was not so easy to express the willpower anymore.
Oh, because they changed the teeth around.
Yes. And maybe that's why it grows darker. So express willpower and in a balanced way.
Mm-hmm.
It's my advice.
Yeah. We've been told that one of the reasons why there's not enough room in the mouth for teeth is the diet in the jaw is not big enough and all that. Do you think there's something to that?
Yes, it's complex, right? But there's also there's always wisdom behind the things.
Yeah.
You know, it's also logical. So if we don't find it logical, then it's because we are not wise enough.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to look at the emotions. Emotions are my primary focus.
Yeah. So let's talk about that a little bit. We have some other emails we'll get to, the emotions. And so in general, is the idea to help the person, we help ourselves to bring up any trapped emotions, and then we can let them go? Is that the basic idea?
Yes. The awareness is sometimes healing enough. You know, just being aware of what the tooth is telling you is enough.
Because I guess oftentimes we have certain ways of doing things that have become so natural to us that could be emotionally imbalanced. And we don't really, even though they're conscious, we're not really conscious of them, even though other people are conscious of it.
Yes.
It's pretty funny, isn't it? I don't see the forest for the trees.
Yes. But if you are son or daughter of alcoholic parents, then you grow up being more responsible than you're supposed to be, and this responsibility will stay with you for years and years, and it will be a normal state. But not balanced.
Not balanced because you take it too far in one direction, you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And number four, the tooth number four, that's the one right next to the canine. That tooth relates to care and responsibility. And if you are too responsible and to other people and not to yourself, then this tooth will be weaker and weaker.
Fascinating. Here's an email from Alana in California. What are the feelings, emotions behind bone loss? And once you know what they are, what can we do to heal them?
Bone loss, is that a periodontal disease?
Yes, I believe so, right?
Yes. Periodontal disease, the emotion behind is feeling lack of support. When you're not supported by your surroundings. And it always contains the victim role.
Oh.
So if you have to heal that, you have to look yourself in the eyes and find out where you are a victim. That's a very tough one, because very few people feel they're a victim. But I know it transforms the disease.
So when you're saying we take responsibility for what's going on, rather than say we've just been unlucky and it's not fair.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's a big one for us this lifetime, isn't it?
Pardon?
That's a good one this lifetime to learn that one.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Here's an email from Anna for Dr. Bregard. My computer just tried to help me here. I don't want to do that. Thank you. Please ask the doctor what she thinks of the notion that the purring of cats can knit the bones and help the bones in the mouth, and what can be done for children whose teeth show a tendency to rot early. Purring cats and the teeth, and also children whose teeth are getting rotten.
The first one I have no answer to.
Neither do I, but just keep doing it. Hold them. I'm sure they're helping somewhere.
Yes. Is it rotting teeth? It's not rocking.
Rotting, yes. Decaying teeth.
Yes. Decaying teeth in children, it's when they feel inadequate, insufficient, when they feel they're not good enough.
Really? That's interesting. So help the children to have more... just more good sense of themselves could even help that.
Yes.
So in your intuition and your studies, and I understand the process, that kind of process you're going through, and I appreciate it. That's where really truth comes from, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right. It's the only place it comes from, not books. So it must, you think it works in a whole package where you could probably go in and put it on a paper and describe how the bacteria are this and this and this, but it is all connected to the spiritual component is what you're saying.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So I wonder what goes on if we mistakenly simply go in and try to kill what we believe are the bad bacteria rather than allowing the whole microbiome to get back in balance. Could be a problem, couldn't it? If we understand what you're saying,
if we mess too much with nature,
yeah,
I think it will get worse.
Yeah, I think it will be too. We've been experimenting with some things ourselves here, doctor, and I think it does get worse when you try to separate the good guys from the bad guys and kill all the bad guys, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It doesn't work, does it?
Doesn't work, no.
But is that what they taught you in dental school?
Kill
the bad guys.
Yes, of course. Yes. Yes, dentistry is a lot about bacteria. It's the main focus is on bacteria and never on emotions.
Oh, of course.
Never mystic. Yeah.
Don't even get close to that.
Nothing close.
No. Well, of course, not even in the medical world here around the world, very, very few even go that in that direction, do they?
Very few.
Yeah.
And we...
Yes. Is there something, some kind of broad strokes that people can consider if they've got to the point in their life where the dentist is saying you have to get a root canal? You know, this has just got to come up. You know, the tooth is gone.
Yes.
Have you ever seen a condition where people have changed the spiritual aspects and saved it?
Well, in my opinion, a root canal treatment doesn't make any difference. You can have it root canal treated, or you don't have to. It won't change the whole picture.
And many people suggest it makes it worse.
Yes, but you know, a lot of people are scared of root canal teeth, and in my opinion, it's like shooting the messenger. You know, you have to look at the cause instead. And when if you have to have a root canal, it's because the nerve, the dental pulp is dead inside the tooth, and you have to ask why did it die, and it died because you lost connection with yourself.
Lost connection between, say, ego and soul.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a very good friend, and she, one of her teeth is actually dead, and she chose not to have a root canal. But this tooth is about helping. When she helps other people too much and neglect herself, then this tooth will have a small infection.
Wow.
And then she understands the message, and then when she has understood, then the infection goes away.
Yeah, that's great.
Yes, it is.
Well done.
Teeth are our helpers.
The teeth are our helpers.
Yes.
Also, and the bacteria is our helpers too.
Also, yes. Hmm.
Sherilyn writes in, I have lost 8 teeth due to advanced gum disease. My teeth themselves are in good shape. Wow, very few cavities in my life. Any insights on that? Wow. Advanced gum disease.
Advanced gum disease. And she had lost?
Yeah, a bunch of teeth to that. Yeah.
Bunch of teeth. So the advanced gum disease is the periodontal disease. And that's the victim role.
The victim.
Yes.
So when we talk to ourselves and our other people, the body reacts in that way, starts eating away at ourselves, maybe.
It starts, what did you say?
Maybe eating away at ourselves.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Because we think we're the victim, not the, and we didn't create the problem.
Yes.
Hmm. Victim. Stella writes in, anything to whiten teeth instead of bleaching and at the dental office?
I don't know. That's not my my focus. But, you know, when you have more yellow teeth, it's because you that comes with age, and it comes with wisdom and strength. So the yellow teeth, they symbolize really good stuff.
Oh, really? With age and what? Okay. I don't know if I'd go for that, but do you think they really have to get yellow if we get more wise when we move on?
Yes, I have a young dog, and her teeth are really white, very bright teeth. And, you know, when I have thought about how lions, they show their teeth to one another, and I believe they show how old am I and how much wisdom do I have.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, check me out. I'm smart. Yes. I'm smarter than you. Yeah.
Yes. Read my teeth and you know who I am.
All right. Let's see here. What is the difference in meaning in general between the upper and the lower teeth and between the teeth on the left and the teeth on the right? There's some overall general meanings spiritually.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, the upper teeth, they are about the close relationships.
Close relationships.
Yes, and the lower is about distant relationships.
Hmm.
And the right side is the masculine energy, the rational, and the left side is the feminine, the emotional and creative energy.
Really, we've often heard it is actually the other way around, that what you've just said is the classic way, but some people conjecture it's really the right is the female and the left is the male. I mean, it's possible, because didn't your left thumb and you had this husband thing going on? But I'm just conjecturing.
Well, I do think that the masculine and the feminine energy, they are merging. They are, I think they're getting closer and closer. But I, you know, as I see it, our father is in the right side and our mother is in the left side.
Okay.
And then number 7 tooth when you count from the middle.
The 7 tooth when you count from the middle?
Yes.
Is what?
It's our father, on the right side.
Oh, I see.
And the relationship to our father and the relationship to our mother.
Oh, cool. Okay, let's see. Tell us more about the wise teeth, an emailer wants to know. Wise teeth.
The wise?
Wise, W-I-S-E, wise teeth. You know what they're asking?
Sorry, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what they're asking. Is there a tooth that is like the wise teeth, the wise tooth?
I don't, sorry.
That's all right. We'll move on. When I was a child, writes John, my upper teeth was so misplaced, crowded and chaotic that I needed to get braces and correct the condition. Also, my jaw and mouth cavity was not so large enough to align my adult teeth within the mouth cavity, and this was another reason for orthodontics. In this case, what does Dr. Brigart intuitively suggest a young person to do in this situation? I think most people would go with orthodontics, but are there any other options?
I think, as I said earlier, nature doesn't make mistakes. So it was the teeth were meant to be like that. Chaotic, maybe, and sometimes it's okay to have them aligned and have orthodontics, but I think it's not fair to do it on children, on teenagers. I think it's more honest to do it when we are old enough to know the consequences, because sometimes you can grow into this new personality that your teeth are showing when they are alive.
Yeah. Maybe an aware child, as they grow up aware and not out to lunch, so to speak, that they'll grow into that new personality just right.
I think most people would have to wait until they are in their 20s.
But you know, the dentist out there, they always tell you to go early because after a while you can't do it. You don't believe that.
Yes. It's much faster to do it in children.
Yeah. Dr. Dorte Briegaard, a dentist, she's in Denmark, authored The Teeth Don't Lie, and also Can You Bite Back. Are these both ebooks in English?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Well, you're really fun to talk to, and I appreciate this whole paradigm you're working with in the spiritual aspect. And yeah, I know you're onto something, so thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to you. Yeah,
it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
All right. Dorte Briegaard, Briegaard. You don't pronounce it like that. And we have the websites and things like that right on the show page.